just say you're part of the crew at St Albies. How do you feel about being part of what is a magnificent effort by the club?
Well, they're very hard to get, like a student team winning a premiership, and they're certainly something that doesn't happen every year. So to be part of it, and to be part of a collection of guys that work so hard to achieve it, then it's fantastic.
Well, of course, you were part of that dominance within the McGregor Goulet Moree Wee Waller Bulls for about 7 or 8 years, and you had people you could coach, such as Winks, and also the ever-present Bear. It's one of those things that you brought some of the habits from the Bulls over to Albies, or the Albies sort of imprimatur had already been implanted and you just sort of slipped in and did your own thing?
Well, I've gone from Albies to Moree back to Albies, and you know, some of the tutorage you had at Moree, and certainly the dominance we had out there, was a fantastic environment to be in. Like, we had strong second, like a ridiculously strong second grade, to the point where we'd knock back weddings invites, because if you left, you weren't going to get back in the next week. So it was a great time of life, and the Moree Bulls Rugby Club is just a fantastic place. But you know, this place is good. It's very different considering the average age, but look. The effort these guys put in is very, very similar to the streak we had at Moree.
And what do you do for a cross here in the university city?
I'm an accountant working for WLW Group.
And what about moving forward? Thomas has just said he's going to leave the room, so do you think you're ready to step up and take the reins at this fine club? And the great thing about this club is it's not only been success in first grade, but also in the lower grades as well.
Well, Albies is a very unique rugby club in the sense that we come here for the first training session in early March, and we have about 80 people that we have never seen before. And look, that says, like, that just makes the depth of the club sensational. Now, the problem for student clubs is, you know, it's probably the set pieces where they're in the front row, where they haven't really developed and matured. They're 19, 20-year-olds, and they're playing against men. And so to get a premiership and a dominant scrum like we had today was absolutely fantastic.
But you've got some reasonable players that are on the way out, including Dan Sweeney, who's been fantastic, coming over from Forbes, and ironically enough, he's going to the Bulls. Of course, you've got Ollie Bartlett, who would have been most probably playing Seba rugby by now had he taken the option of staying in Sydney, but he's come out here, had 4 years of university life, country life, and will go back wherever he's going to go as a better footballer and be, you know, part of a standard bearer there for the St Albert's Club, and everybody will remember him as that. And
Dan got a job with McGregor Goulet out in Moree, and you know, Josh McGregor is an Albies old boy, and his boss at Cropper Creek, Andrew Stevenson, is also an Albies old boy. So when he actually graduated, we left university, we got on the phone to a few of the boys and said, "Hey, listen, we'll meet him over here for training a bit." And they went, "No dramas," and good on them. They were fantastic about it.
Well, Chris, warmest congratulations on the success. It's hard to get one premiership, but you've been part of many teams at both the Bulls and also Albies. So we wish you all the best moving forward.
Thank you very much.